You're watching Meet the Movie Press, and coming up, we're going to be talking about Captain Marvel, the $6 billion man, that Predator trailer, and a little movie called Solo. Stay tuned.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Meet the Movie Press.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey,
welcome,
Jeff,
to Meet the Movie Press. I'm so high, and with me is Solo.
Hey! Boom! Yeah.
I'm Jeff Snyder, at the InSnyder on Twitter and Instagram. With me, as always,
is me,
Simon Thompson.
Hello.
The man from Forbes and E! And so many other outlets that you know and
places.
Love.
At Showbiz Simon on Instagram and Twitter.
Simon, I can smell the Solo premiere on you.
Oh my God.
Did you go? Did you have fun last night?
I had so much fun last night.
Give us the Solo down.
The food at the after party, by the way, was amazing. Loaded tater tots.
Wow, sounds exciting.
Yeah, that was
the name of the stripper. Did you talk to my man, Donald Glover?
I did not. He was not there. Paul Bettany was there.
He wasn't there?
Out.
What do you mean he wasn't there?
I didn't see him.
Oh, at the party?
Yeah, at the party.
He probably had like a special party.
He's got a Gambino party.
So give us the Solo down.
Okay, can't do a full review. That's embargoed until after Cannes.
Yeah, but everybody was talking about it last night on Twitter. I mean,
yeah, I mean, my tweet actually made
a roundup.
It made a roundup, actually.
Look at that.
That's right.
People were just that desperate for Twitter reactions.
No, it's like holy shit, my opinion actually carries some weight. Yeah, it was very, very good. It's a film that I was very worried about. Knowing people that were involved in the production of that movie, they were not that enamored by the way that it was going.
But it came out okay. That was the general consensus.
It came out better than okay, to be honest with you. It's a movie that if you have never seen a Star Wars movie before, you could thoroughly enjoy.
A good entry point for newcomers, okay.
And if you're a fan, it will tickle your fancy.
I think what everybody wants to know, though, is does Alden do right by the character?
Yeah, I would say yes.
Okay. Then we'll leave it at that. I won't pressure you for too much more. I mean, it looked like, reading the reaction tweets last night.
It was a very satisfying movie.
It went over pretty well.
Yeah.
There were a couple of people who had maybe some story complaints, felt it was maybe a little bit predictable, or, why do we need this story? But I'm excited to see it on Monday.
Yeah. It's a good movie, which is something that I was not expecting to see, but it turned out very, very well.
Well, that is wonderful.
So well done, Ron Howard.
Was there any like breakout? I mean, I know that people are really liking Phoebe Waller-Bridge's character, L3 or whatever.
To be honest with you, I wouldn't say there was a breakout. It was a very level movie. Everything that should work did, and there was no sort of moment that really stood out above everything else. I thought Lando was going to be more of a standout character, but I thought Lando actually fitted in very, very nicely. So it wasn't like it was a Lando movie.
Yeah, you can't overshadow Han.
It was very, very nicely done.
Let me ask you, did you see Deadpool as well or no?
I'm seeing that on Monday.
Monday, okay. Which one are you going to?
10 a.m.?
Yeah, I'll be there.
Sweet.
All right.
I'll be there with my wife.
Wonderful. I'll be there with your wife too.
What?
What? Never mind.
Awkward. Yeah.
Okay, so Solo went over really well last night. I was not there, but I'm very grateful to have been invited to a screening on Monday evening.
Nice.
Okay, let's talk about Captain Marvel.
Ooh.
That one kind of came out of the blue because, we've already seen a start of production announcement out of them.
In my neighborhood.
Right. You've already seen them shooting.
Yeah.
But Marvel, they've got all kinds of tricks up their sleeve.
Mm-hmm.
And they pulled out a 4-time Oscar nominee this time, Annette Bening.
Yeah.
It sounds like she's going to be playing Brie Larson's mother. Any thoughts on this? I don't know how important that character is, or...
It's not the first time that Marvel's brought in a sort of, well-known...
Yeah, look at Anthony Hopkins.
Yeah, and also Robert Redford.
Sure.
So it doesn't surprise me. I think it's a nice addition. Adds kudos.
Do you see her as Brie Larson's mother? Because I can see that.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%.
And this is I'm
slightly in love with Annette Bening.
Annette Bening has been doing great work for years. It's kind of been overlooked, you know. 20th Century Women, she should have gotten a nomination for.
Yeah.
So it's nice to see her rewarded with a big commercial movie. That should be pretty cool.
Yep.
Let's talk about Jordan Peele's movie.
Mm-hmm.
I really wanted this. I wish I was out there on the playing field for this one.
Hey, how is that going? Are you available for any work, Jeff?
It's actually going pretty good.
Okay, cool.
New York Times, here I come. So Jordan Peele's new movie is called Us.
Okay.
Which I like. It's like, it's simple. You know, the first announcements had it capitalized, like U.S., Us. That was a little confusing, but I think, you know, seeing the poster, it was big S. U, little S. All right. So I think it's just called Us. I don't think it's like a United States thing. I don't know, though.
But is it, though?
It's a social thriller. It's about two couples who live next door, I believe. Mm-hmm. Neighbors. So one is going to be played by Lupita Nyong'o and Winston Duke.
Yep.
And the other will be Elizabeth Moss and an actor to be named later. What do you think about this?
What do I think about the potential plot? Or what do I think about the casting?
We don't know what the plot is, but I mean, it seems like there's a racial element, you know, a black couple and a white... I'm assuming will be a white couple.
Yeah.
I don't know where it's going, but I like this cast. I think he's off to a good start.
Mm-hmm. It's a strong cast.
Lupita's everywhere. I mean, she's just booking everything left and right.
I tell you who I think would be a really good addition to the white couple.
Who?
Would be, the guy from Game Night.
Billy Magnussen?
No, played the security guard.
What?
Is with their Kirsten Dunst.
Oh, Jesse Plemons.
Yeah.
Jesse Plemons. Yeah, maybe. You know who I'd like to see
in this
Jordan Peele movie?
Who's that?
A guy we haven't seen in quite a while. Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Ooh.
Where the fuck has this guy been?
That is true.
Yeah, let's get him in a fucking Jordan Peele movie. I can see him and Elizabeth Moss being a couple. Boom.
Good point.
Again, it's hard to say. We don't know what this movie is about really yet, but Lupita, Elizabeth Moss, you know, Handmaid's Tale. Do you watch Handmaid's Tale? Does your wife watch it?
She's watched it.
She's blowing up right now, too. And Winston Duke, who I'm very proud to have said, I called this one. He was my up-and-comer of the month for February, along with Letitia Wright. I'm so glad that Winston Duke is really starting to take off. This is a big role for him, like as a Black Panther follow-up.
Phenomenally well.
All right, let's move on to David Gordon Green.
Mm.
So he did one of our favorite movies last year, Stronger.
Yes. Which no one saw.
Which you should go rent right now.
If you haven't seen it, go and see it because it is amazing.
Yep. And he has the Halloween movie coming out this Halloween, which looks really good because they showed us the trailer at CinemaCon. And I would imagine that you would see that trailer probably in a few weeks with Jurassic World. So Universal is going back to him, and he is going to be directing a Friday Night Lights movie for the studio. It's going to be a reboot, still based on, I don't know if it'll be Odessa or another town, you know, a small town in Texas. I think it'll follow the structure and template of Buzz Bissinger's book, but it's not going to have any connection to, you know, the Billy Bob Thornton movie or the Kyle Chandler series.
Sure.
It's just good branding at this point. Friday Night Lights, you know. It's been a while since we've had a good high school football movie. I understand, you know, this is a brand. This is a brand, and it's a good piece of IP. And, you know, another studio may have just overlooked this and been like, that, you know, Friday Night Lights was a one-off, and then it was a TV series, and we don't need to go back to that well. But football, you know, the popularity of football is not dying down as far as I can tell. And
it's a difficult international sell, though, because, I mean, Friday Night Lights is a film that I liked. I have zero interest in football.
Football doesn't travel. I mean, they have to know that
already. It's a great movie. That is purely a domestic product.
Sure. Yeah, I guess.
Unless the cast is going to translate.
You are seeing more.
The last one didn't.
You are seeing
international audiences embrace films with black casts more. And so, you know, I don't know what the racial makeup of this team will be.
Mm.
It seemed like the first film was fairly white.
True.
I mean, you know, I remember, you know, Boobie Miles is black, but it seemed like most of the main characters were white. So I wonder if, you know, in this movie they will be black. Yeah, I can see why Universal is taking its shot now that, you know, some black films have performed really well lately.
True.
Yeah. David Gordon Green, I think he's an interesting choice for that.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, after Stronger, I mean, I was a big fan of the Dick movie that he made with Dicks and Minotaurs.
What?
The movie, comedy he made with Natalie Portman and...
Your Highness?
Yeah.
Oh, you're a fan of that movie? Oh,
I love that movie.
That's one of the
movie.
Worst movies ever made.
I loved that movie.
Oh, Jesus.
Seriously.
Christ.
I thought that was genius.
Wow. That may be the worst thing you've ever said on the show. Of all the things.
No, I've said this before. I love that movie.
Wow, okay.
That was a great film.
That
was so funny.
Believe me, David Gordon Green would love to have that one back.
That was so funny. We're going to have to agree to disagree
on
that one.
I think he has... You know, he can do gritty and he can do kind of dark and edgy. You know, I'm looking forward to this. This is an interesting choice to me. Shall we move on?
Yes.
Tell me about that Austin Powers item that you had.
Yeah,
pre-show.
So Mike Myers.
I had not heard this.
Mike Myers was on the red carpet this week for
a
film called
Terminal.
Oh, so it
came out of Mike Myers' mouth.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he was, yeah. So I wasn't making this up. So I had a dream about Mike Myers. Yeah, he was on the red carpet for Terminal this week, and he was saying that he is on for, and I've discussed this previously with Jay Roach, he is on for a fourth Austin Powers movie.
On for it? What do you mean?
He would do it.
I'm sure he would.
Yeah. But potentially a Dr. Evil movie, which I think would be a really interesting way to take the Austin Powers franchise. Doing a Dr. Evil-centric film. Do you think? You not think?
No. I think Austin
really?
Powers is done. I think Austin Powers had its moment. I guess...
See, I disagree. I think we could do with that now.
I guess the way back into it is a Dr. Evil movie. But, I don't know. Mini-Me just died, and Mike Myers is not what he once was, and you'd have
he's
to play,
not
like you'd have to do it as like a riff on Trump or something. Like,
but Mike Myers, when Mike
Trump is Dr.
when
Evil,
Mike
isn't
Myers
he?
Did Austin Powers, Mike Myers wasn't what Mike Myers was. He was not
no
top that's... of the heap. He was off the back of Wayne's World 2, which was a huge flop. Love Guru.
Yeah, I realize he
wasn't.
I mean, Love Guru came after.
That was true,
but
he wasn't exactly. Top of the heap.
I don't know.
The original Austin Powers was not a hit movie. That was a small, you know, backroom indie movie that kind of came out of nowhere, then became a huge phenomenon. And then the second film was way bigger than the first one.
I don't think that there's...
I
don't think the kids are clamoring for a Dr. Evil movie. That's just me.
You see, I disagree.
I hear that.
I disagree.
I had a Dr. Evil poster in my bedroom. Like, there was no bigger Austin Powers fan than me. I had a fucking little bobblehead for Austin Powers. I had the works. I had a cardboard standout of Austin Powers.
Really?
Yeah. I had a whole bunch of Austin. My room was... I was Austin Powers. I was a fucking teenage Austin Powers.
Were you a lonely child?
No, dude. I was the shit.
Well, I don't think so.
I peaked in high school, thanks to my Austin Powers obsession.
Not by the sounds
but
of it.
I think his moment in the sun is over.
No, I disagree. I think a Dr. Evil Fat Bastard movie would work.
Now you want Fat Bastard in there too?
Get Fat Bastard in
no.
there.
No. Oh, God.
Get in my belly.
That is a one
Get
movie.
Get in my belly.
That is a one movie joke, okay?
You do not
carry that onto a sequel.
Come on, Scary Movie franchise, that's a one-movie joke.
They ran that one straight into the ground. And speaking of franchises that should be dead...
I think Dr. Evil movie.
We got a few things here.
Okay.
A bunch of threes I'm looking at on my screen.
Oh, boy.
Where do we start here? Bad Boys 3, Sherlock Holmes 3.
Bad Boys for Life.
Or Bill and Ted 3.
Yeah. The film that you said would never happen.
Holy shit. Bill and Ted 3. What is Keanu Reeves thinking here? What are you thinking, bro? I mean, is this just like a thank you? Like a you launched me to stardom, so let me take care of you? I mean, Alex Winter should not be headlining movies these days. This isn't like done. Like, I saw some comparisons to Dumb and Dumber.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's Jim Carrey and Jeff Daniels. Those are two big actors. Alex Winter is a documentary filmmaker right now who should not be the lead in a major motion picture. And the idea of him coming back to do this, although I may have said the same thing about Cobra Kai, and that turned out to be really good. You know, like, William Zed, whatever. No. Bill and Ted 3, no. What do you think, Mr. Wild Stallion?
I disagree. I, as old as they are, I think it's a...
You're really doing a 180 here. I feel like on the show, we normally advocate for originality and ideas. But also, and now you're saying I want a Dr. Evil movie and a Bill and Ted 3.
Oh my God, there's a Wild Stallions thing that's just literally popped up on the screen.
There's a what?
Yeah, Wild Stallions. While we're talking.
Because your computer's listening to you.
Yeah. Which is weird because now it's just been on and... I really... I've been hoping that Bill and Ted 3, which you have dismissed on numerous occasions on this show,
yes,
would actually happen. And when I spoke to Alex, God, 18 months ago, he was like, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. It is now coming. I welcome it. I want to see the end.
What is the premise again? Does it have a title? Isn't it about like trying to write the greatest song in the world and like the pressures of...
I believe I so.
It sounds fucking stupid. I'm sorry.
It sounds amazing. I think, like, by fucking stupid, you mean amazing?
I'm just saying that.
I think you mean amazing.
But they can mean amazing. I think you mean amazing. Amazing. It's this. It's the same amazing. Reason you don't make a Wayne's World 3. As much as I want to write Wayne's World 3,
no,
personally.
The reason you don't make a Wayne's World 3 is because nobody wants a Wayne's World 3.
But people want Bill and Ted 3?
Genuinely.
Dude, Wayne, I would take a Wayne's World 3 over a Bill and Ted 3 any day.
Well, that's because you're wrong.
Excellent Adventure and Bogus Journey are both pretty good movies.
Come on. Wayne's World 2. Bill and Ted, Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey.
Burp.
Different.
The Waynesville movies are definitely better than the Bill and Ted movies.
I disagree. Waynesville 2 was not better than Waynesville.
Waynesville 2 and Waynesville is almost like the great Godfather 2 argument.
But Bill and Ted, the second Bill and Ted movie, was superior to Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
I'll give you that.
Yeah.
I'll give you that. I love Bogus Journey.
So, well, there you go.
So then why do we need a third? It's just going to ruin it. It's just going to ruin the legacy of these movies, I think.
Look, Jeff, you've still got the first two films.
I'm nervous.
It doesn't take away from you. You don't have to watch it. Like, it's fine.
Like, unlike Bad Boys 3, I love Bad Boys. Bad Boys, to me, is a classic. Bad Boys 2, a lot of people love that movie. It's like a cult thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care for Bad Boys 2. So I'm okay with a Bad Boys 3 because I feel like it can go back up. It went doot, doot, doot. I think it can. Even though I don't know, like, you know, Martin Lawrence is not an action lead anymore. So what, you know, how is that character going to function?
Well, Marcus? I'm just surprised he's available for Bad Boys 3, to be honest with you,
he's just so busy.
He's borrowing a cup of brown sugar.
This has been announced a zillion times. It's had a million release dates. Mm-hmm. They think that they've settled on the directors. Mm-hmm. I'm forgetting their names. Are they Egyptian or Moroccan? I forget.
They're brothers.
Adil El Arbi and someone... Excuse me.
Bless you.
Pardon me, folks.
rude.
Bad Boys 3 has these, you know, kind of fresh, you know, edgy directors, up-and-coming guys. I just, I don't know, Will Smith and Martin Lawrence.
You see, Bad Boys 3 I could do without. Bill and Ted 3, I'm on for.
Bad Boys 3 feels like an inevitability. You have, you know, Will Smith, like, it's an action movie, it'll travel overseas. Bill and Ted seems like a joke, like something that you're stoned in your dorm room at 2 a.m. and you think it up with friends and you have a good laugh and that's it. Not an actual thing that comes to fruition.
I disagree.
We saw that announcement this week, and man, anything's possible out of can, believe me. Get enough pre-sales.
Okay, people in the chat are saying Bill and Ted 2 kills Wayne's World 2. That is from Goldman Vision. Goldman Vision.
Oh, well, excuse me, Goldman Vision.
You are wise.
Dude, Wayne's World 2 is amazing.
Filmer Jamie says a Wayne's World 3 could work. Could doesn't mean would. Goldman Vision, Bill and Ted 3 works because it deals with them living up to expectations. It's so meta. So meta.
What are expectations? I don't look for wild stallions?
I don't look for meta in Bill and Ted. What I want is Circle K jokes, dick jokes, and death. By the way, William Fichtner is coming back for that, by the way.
Sadler.
Yeah. Yeah, William Sadler, that's right. Sorry, my wrong Willy there. the wrong Willy. Mike Marchant is saying, can we get Liam Neeson as Lincoln? Lol. I would raise your Liam Neeson and say Daniel Day-Lewis.
I would want real...
Can we get Daniel Day-Lewis out of retirement?
I would want a fresh batch of historical characters if they went that route.
Trump.
No, not Trump.
Yeah.
Trump does not need to be a part of Bill and Ted 3.
I think he has to be.
What is the title? Bill and Ted 3 has a title.
Yeah.
What the fuck is it? Face the Music. Bill and Ted Face the Music. Does that mean they die?
Let's hope it doesn't have DJ Khaled in it.
Yeah, what kind of music are we talking about here? Because the music that the Wild Stallions are playing that was really popular back then is definitely out of style.
Ed Douglas. Oh, come and get Kiss doing the theme tune again. Ed Douglas is saying, lol, Wayne's World 2 sucked. I agree.
How dare you, Ed Douglas?
I agree with Ed Douglas.
Dude, Kevin Pollak, that joke where he's like, cross the T's and dot the, you know, the lower, he's got the eye problem. That's...
Ed's a wise, wise
Kim
man.
Kim Bam, what?
Wayne's World 2.
Or Garth and the Licorice. He's crazy.
You can name all the jokes you want, mate, but it's still a shit film.
That's wrong. Who am I hosting the show with?
Xavier Jones is like, oh, God, no, Simon, lol. I get a lot.
Well, enough of the chat room. I don't give a shit.
That's so rude.
I don't care.
That's harsh.
Whatever. That's our audience. We're doing a show here.
Come on, man.
Sherlock Holmes 3, slated for 2020. This is a movie I definitely don't give a shit about. I'm out.
Which one?
Sherlock Holmes 3. After Book of Shadow, Game of Shadows, whatever the fuck it was called, eject. I'm out of that franchise.
Really?
Yep. You? Would you go see a third?
I would.
Do you go see like indie movies? Do you get those invites?
Occasionally.
Like the movie Beast.
I would love to support more indie movies, but I don't get the invites. And when I email to see if I can see a film, they're like, no, I'm sorry, the screening's full. I'm like, okay.
I've never seen a full screening.
Fuck your little movie.
I saw Beast this week. Have you heard of that?
I have, yeah.
Yeah, it was at Toronto, it was at Sundance. Yeah. I did not care for it.
Okay.
It's with
I got nothing for that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I also watched Revenge last night. Have you heard of that one?
I have.
So these are both movies that are coming out today.
It's Beast on Shudder.
30 West and Roadside. Right. Revenge, yeah, it is available on Shudder, and you can also rent it on iTunes, which I did last night. I had already seen it. It's great. I showed it to Stephanie. I thought she was into it. The movie is just so well made.
Okay.
I think it's directed by this woman, Coralie Farguet, or Farguet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not quite sure how to pronounce it. French filmmaker, but man, these French female filmmakers, they are the ones putting out like the fucking edgy movies these days. Between that and Julie DeCorno's Raw last night.
Yeah.
Or last year, sorry.
I didn't like Raw.
Yeah.
I watched that quite recently. I was just like, I didn't.
But you liked Sherlock Holmes too.
Yeah, but you like Wayne's World too, so shut the fuck up. So suck on that one.
Wow. If only my friends could hear you. They'd throw you a good old Boston beating.
So all your friends
railing
are
railing on Wayne's World 2. How dare you? That's one of the great sequels of all time.
Is it though?
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
I'm afraid you're wrong.
Godfather 2, Wayne's World 2.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Bollocks.
Predator 2, way down here. Speaking of which, the Predator. Look at that segue.
Jesus Christ. I'm afraid all your friends might have had a stroke.
Oh, man.
Wayne's World 2 is not a great sequel.
I'm not going to sit here and debate the merits of Wayne's World 2 with you.
We could do this all day.
The Predator. Did you see that trailer?
I did.
Do you wish that you hadn't?
No. I like the idea of that movie, and I genuinely...
You like the trailer?
Yeah, I did.
Guys, this is who I'm hosting a fucking podcast
with. Shut up!
This is who I have to work with. You liked the Predator trailer?
I did.
Why? What was in the Predator trailer that you grabbed onto that was like, oh, now I want to see this movie?
It had a Predator fucking shit up, and I was very happy with that. I know they reshot basically most of the third act, and there was a screening last night for audiences. They will get feedback on that. I am genuinely looking forward to the Predator movie.
Listen, I'm looking forward to it, too. I remain optimistic.
Yeah.
In spite of that trailer that they released yesterday, which was garbage. That's a garbage trailer. How could you like that trailer? It was awful.
It's funny because I watched it and then I liked it.
There was no narrative to it. There was no story. It doesn't set up a story. It didn't set up the characters well. It was terrible.
And you like Wayne's World 2? Just saying.
Oh, my God.
That is not exactly a roadmap for a great narrative. No, I was quite happy with that.
Is there anything you're not happy with? You love Solo.
Not happy
love
with you fucking, right now.
You love fucking Sherlock Holmes 3.
I like the Sherlock Holmes movie. Suck it up.
I'd like to hear you say one negative thing on this show today, Simon.
Okay, great. I don't like Wayne's World 2.
About the news.
Oh, okay, right.
$6 billion man.
Yeah.
Over at Warner Brothers, which is shaping up to be a Mark Wahlberg vehicle.
Yeah.
Lost its director this week, about 2 months before production was supposedly going to begin.
Mm-hmm.
Damien Zifron.
Yeah.
Who did Wild Tales. Is he Spanish or Argentinian?
Wow.
I forget. I'm forgetting everybody's nationality today. But he's a super talented director.
Yeah.
I loved Wild Tales. Have you seen it?
No.
Dude, fuck our Wayne's World 2 debate, okay? Put that shit on hold. Watch Wild Tales.
I don't think we can.
It is absolutely terrific.
Someone say it's like, this is going to be the last Meet the Movie press ever.
It could be for different reasons. Yeah, dude, the New York Times doesn't like people. I told you.
You're going to work for the New York Times?
Harley Quinn. Damien Zifron.
You know they're like professional, right?
Yeah. Has left.
And I don't like Wayne's World 2.
That's wrong. Go back and look at the review. $6 billion man, now looking for a director. Is there anyone who comes to mind who you think might be a good fit for this? Again, this was supposed to be a Will Ferrell movie, I think, at one point.
It was, yeah.
Was Jack Black ever attached?
Not that I don't know.
But maybe, you know, this is going to be a kind of big action comedy. I don't know if it'll be more action-y or more comedy. You know which genre it will lean towards.
More action with a 60-40 bent action to comedy.
Who do you think would be a good fit for this to direct?
Ooh. You see, I would have thought that a Jordan Peele might have been good.
What?
Okay, here's why.
What?
Here's why. Because Jordan Peele has some dramatic chops, comedic chops, and within Get Out there were some nice little action sequences. Not traditional action, but action sequences. I think someone like Jordan Peele would have been very good. I would also like to see a Guy Ritchie do it. Because of a Man from U.N.C.L.E. thing.
I just saw the wall behind me. Because my eyes rolled so far back inside my own fucking head, I could see my own neck. What are you talking about? Guy Ritchie on the $6 billion man?
Yep.
Well, I don't see it. Plus, he just signed on to that Tough Guys movie that Miramax just bought this week.
Who do you suggest then, Jeff?
You ready for this?
I am ready for this.
Are you ready for this? I don't know that you are.
I'm ready for this. Binky up. Come on.
I'm expecting
an amazing suggestion.
I'm going to advocate for my boy, Luke Greenfield.
Say what name?
Luke Greenfield, the director of The Girl Next Door, who is coming off Let's Be Cops, which was a hit movie made money for Fox. He's done action comedy before. He did The Animal. This is all. This is, kind of has some similarities with The Animal in a sense. I think he'd be good for $6 billion man, or someone like Greg Mottola, who did Adventureland, you know, and Superbad.
The Animal,
the Rob Schneider movie, yes, that made money.
The Terrible.
Terrible. Sure, he'd admit that too, but it made money.
Let's Be Cops, the unfunny comedy.
I liked Let's Be Cops. I like Let's Be Cops. Jake Johnson, Damon Wayans.
So let me add you to the empty list of people that like...
Put me down for Let's Be Cops.
Let's Be Cops.
Yeah. A movie that made money, just like The Animal. See, Simon, I think like an executive. Okay? I'm thinking about profit.
Do you?
Yes.
Do you?
I think so.
Okay. An executive who gets fired for making really bad decisions?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
You know who...
Let's Be Cops.
What about the director of The Hitman's Bodyguard?
What about the director of The Hitman's
Bodyguard? I hate him, The Hitman's Bodyguard, which is getting a sequel. Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard, maybe the worst title ever. I walked out of that movie. It's the last movie I think I walked out of was The Hitman's Bodyguard. But yeah, that movie made a lot of money. Mm-hmm. So I can see why Warner Brothers might want to hire that director on a movie.
Okay, so
like $6 billion man.
You like Wayne's World 2, Let's Be Cops, and The Animal.
I didn't say I like The Animal.
Oh.
I said Luke directed The Animal. He's directed The Girl Next Door, too. What, are you going to talk some shit about that? You going to talk some shit about The Girl Next Door? Go ahead. Get it dry.
The Girl Next Door with Jennifer Lawrence.
Jennifer Lawrence. Alicia Cuthbert.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
The one with that dude.
Emile Hirsch. You don't like The Girl Next Door. Is that what you're saying? Podcast is over. This has been Read the Movie Press.
Wow. You're on a roll today.
I can't believe you're going to bring up
fucking
Door,
White Chicks.
The cult classic.
White Chicks?
Where do you think Paul Dano came from?
His mother's vagina?
Anyways, $6 billion man. I could see David Dobkin.
Sure, you could.
Wedding Crashers. You don't even know who these people are.
I do know David Dobkin. Yeah.
Harley Quinn, R-rated girl movie. Why don't you fill us in on that one, Simon?
Wow. Which one?
I think you're not doing well. You get no gold sticker.
Let's Be Cops!
Harley
Quinn. Really?
Kevin Hart. Remaking Let's Be Cops.
Yeah.
Harley Quinn.
Jesus Christ.
R-rated girl movie.
Joe McTiernan.
What do you think of Harley Quinn going R-rated?
I think that's the right decision. Fucking... Dude, you seriously need to get back to work because Let's Be Cops, bitch. Wow.
Wayne's World 2? I'll take it. I'm going to sit here and take it. I knew I was going out on a limb with that choice.
Shit. Wow.
Okay, Guy Ritchie.
Yeah. Seriously.
coming up, seriously. Fucking King Arthur and the worst movie I saw at CinemaCon, Aladdin. Go ahead. Harley Quinn, R-rated girl movie.
Yeah.
You think this is the way that this property has to go?
Yeah, I think R-rated. So.
You're not nervous about, DC moving to R? It kind of cuts off a lot of its audience.
It doesn't matter. I think they're going to go, I think they need to go hard R with something like sort of Marvel and Fox.
But then how do you go back? Because like Logan, Logan was R, but mm-hmm. that was the end.
Mm-hmm.
So once you make an R-rated Harley Quinn movie, how do you then go back and stick her in a PG-13 Suicide Squad 2 or something like that? I don't think you can. See where you see that? I mean, that's a fair point.
That is a fair point.
Once you've shown Harley Quinn like stomping some guy's face in or something crazy, how do you sand off the edges in the next movie?
That is
a fair
point.
I think it would be a tactical error, unless you're going to kill Harley Quinn off. But
but also with R-rated movies, you can take people who are under that age in there if you want to. So if you then want to take the kids in there, you can do. I mean, when I saw Deadpool, there were so many kids in there who were like barely high school kids.
You're right, because parents these days
don't give a fuck.
They're just terrible.
Unless they're online. Oh my God, clutching my pearls. It's like, I'm so conservative. I think really Harley Quinn is best served by an R-rated movie as a character. There are so many aspects of her fundamental characteristics that are best served by being an R-rated movie.
Well, I would like to see her and Jared Leto's Joker in an R-rated movie. I don't know that I want an all-girl R-rated movie.
Really?
It all seems like pandering.
I would Google
that. All right, we'll move
on. Google all-girl R-rated movie, and I suggest you would enjoy that.
Have you seen Hereditary yet?
No, I have not, but I would really
like
to.
Are you excited to?
I am. Yeah.
You're not really a horror guy, though,
are you? I love horror.
Okay.
I love horror.
Hereditary is really quite something.
Okay.
Is
it something, or is it...
It's almost...
Like Puff and Circumstance.
No, it's almost something special. I don't know, like... The rules of the film and the world that I don't know if it's Ari Aster or Ari Aster that he has created.
Yeah,
I don't know that they 100% added up to me, but the movie is genuinely scary, and Toni Collette really does give a ferocious performance. This is going to be quite possibly the horror movie of the year, unless Halloween ends up stealing its thunder. A24 doing a great job with the campaign. I mean, next to Black Panther.
Yeah.
I mean, this is just... this campaign has been super impressive. They've been selling these dolls on this Etsy shop. Man, I was refreshing it like all day the other day.
Are you a big Etsy shopper?
I'm not. But I signed up for an account just to get one of these fucking dolls, and then they just like disappeared on me in seconds. I was bummed. Hey. A24, if you're listening, send me one of those dolls. Anyways, Hereditary released a Mother's Day spot. I thought it was very clever. Yeah. I don't know. I just want to see if you were like looking forward to this movie.
I'm very much so. I love horror.
All right. I know why I brought this up. It's because A24 got his next movie. The director's next film. It's going to be another horror movie. Mm-hmm. So they're staying in business with this guy. That's what you got to do these days.
What? Hire directors to make movies?
No. Find young, talented people and then nurture them and stay in business with them.
Mm.
That kind of thing.
I agree. We talk about that on a regular basis.
Which is what I'm saying. Like, with David Gordon Green, like they must have liked Halloween over there at Universal if they're hiring him on Friday Night Lights.
I'm guessing so.
Warner Brothers.
Yeah.
Or I don't know. Is this Warner Brothers? I think it's Universal as well. And Amblin. Who fucking knows these days? Bradley Cooper.
Yes.
To star in and direct a Leonard Bernstein biopic. Now, this is...
Which we talked about the other week.
With Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah.
Jake Gyllenhaal is doing a Leonard Bernstein biopic. So now we have dueling Leonard Bernstein biopics. And to quote our listener, Ed Douglas, in the chat room.
Mm-hmm.
What an age. What an age we live in when there's dueling Leonard Bernstein biopics. Kroll and I had a good conversation about this one this week.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it. I don't think... I'm familiar with the name Leonard Bernstein, but like...
What kind of...
This guy is not Ray Charles. This guy is not Elton John.
He's the Jewish Ray Charles.
I don't know about this one.
Come on.
So this was Spielberg's project, and he's producing this one.
Yeah.
He was going to be directing. He had a secret table read.
Yeah.
We were told, I was told that Oscar Isaac actually read the lead of Leonard Bernstein at that table read. He was the mysterious leading man.
Okay.
And he almost starred in Spielberg's other defunct movie, The Kidnapping of Edgardo Mortara.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Steven clearly likes Oscar Isaac. But in the end, elected to give this project to Bradley Cooper on the strength of A Star Is Born.
Yeah.
He basically said, you know, Steven was like, I don't have time to direct this movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we want to get ahead of this other Bernstein project now with Jake. I got to hand it off to somebody, and because A Star Is Born is getting really good buzz inside of Warner Brothers, Spielberg ended up giving it to Bradley, and then Bradley was like, I think I want to star in this as well. So let me ask you, who do you think would make a better Bernstein, Bradley Cooper or Jake Gyllenhaal?
Jake.
Now, what I'm about to say is blasphemy, because I'm Jake Gyllenhaal's number one fan, but I do think that Bradley Cooper would be a better Leonard Bernstein.
Bearing in mind that you don't know much about Leonard Bernstein.
The projects, exactly. No, but I've seen photos, and I see Bradley Cooper, and I can see him composing and conducting, and I can see, like, the hair, whereas Jake, I just don't buy it. And he may fit, he may play a Jew better than Bradley Cooper. But I can just see Bradley Cooper in my head.
Okay, you can say that.
But yeah, I can say
yeah.
it. Jake Gyllenhaal's Jewish, isn't he?
Jewish?
I think he's Jewish.
Ish?
He's a nice Jewish boy. But yeah, I as much as I love Jake and think that he's just a phenomenal actor, I can see Bradley Cooper in this part before I can Jake. I think Jake might look a little silly doing this.
I would disagree.
Okay.
I think
that's why I think we're such good hosts here.
Exactly.
Because we disagree on everything.
Yeah, but also you like Wayne's World too.
also that.
And also Lesbian Cops.
John McTiernan.
Hey, McTiernan was a legend.
He was.
Yeah.
He was.
Not dead, still alive, just a criminal. But no, I disagree. I think I would definitely go with Jake over Bradley. However, I am.
And that's Cary Fukunaga just directing that one. So I mean, no slouch himself.
Yeah. So okay. I'm. I mean,
you don't give a shit.
No, I do. No, I genuinely do. I genuinely do because I genuinely think for me right now, I think Jake is going to be the one that I think will encapsulate.
The race is on
him.
The world is watching.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks.
Are they?
Mr. Rogers movie.
I don't know.
Got a release date.
Yeah, 2020.
Along with Bad Boys 3.
Bad Boys 3.
Burt Reynolds joined the Quentin Tarantino movie.
Mm.
He's going to be playing the guy who leases his ranch to the Manson family, yep. Right? I love the idea of Burt Reynolds working with Quentin Tarantino. God, he really has not had a juicy part since Boogie Nights.
Which he's never seen. Good. Yes. To this day.
Tim Roth and Michael Madsen also joining Quentin's movie, which, you know, seems like a given. Quentin doesn't do a whole lot of stuff without Michael Madsen or Tim Roth or both.
And Michael Madsen is very happy for that.
Yeah, really. Michael Madsen's agent.
Michael Madsen is delighted.
Can stop eating ramen.
About that.
And Margot Robbie confirmed for yeah. Sharon Tate. So I really like the way that this cast is shaping up. We got a Wolf of Wall Street reunion officially. Some Reservoir Dogs in there.
I'm very excited about that film. Yeah. Very excited. The talent on that list is absolutely amazing.
The Hashtag Show, I believe it was, had a couple of big rumors this week.
Yeah.
Things that I think may be coming to fruition. It's a show
that I'm not familiar with.
Well, not a lot of people are familiar with the Hashtag Show, but it is a, you know, one of those sites that's starting to play the spoilers at the trades. And yeah, this week they reported that Chiwetel Ejiofor is looking at Maleficent 2, and that Jamie Foxx is being eyed to star in Spawn, both of which sound legitimate to me. Interesting.
Very nice.
Very. Keep an eye on the Hashtag
I'm
show.
Still a fan of the original Spawn.
They're coming
movie,
along.
So
Deadpool 2 you didn't see.
I'm seeing that on Monday.
Right. The reaction out of that one was also super positive. It sounds like the X-Force and Peter went over really well.
Yeah, but I spoke to someone last night who was like, actually, they didn't love it. But I'll give my opinion.
Sounds like more of
next week.
The same. But they said that I heard the post-credit sequence is really cool.
Yeah.
I only saw a million tweets about that.
Yeah, but you don't buy a ticket for a post-credit sequence. You buy
That's
it for
right,
the
you
movie.
Don't. What's with box office?
Okay, so a couple of movies coming out this week. Really, the two big ones are Life of the Party, which is the new Melissa McCarthy movie, which I didn't love. It was entertaining. It didn't really do it for me. I preferred The Boss, which was not a massive hit.
Oh, The Boss was not good.
The Boss I actually really enjoyed.
You know what? Maybe I was thinking Tammy. I forget.
Tammy I did not like. So Life of the Party is somewhere between Tammy and The Boss for me. That's looking at a weekend of 18 to 21 million. Breaking In, which is the Gabrielle Union sort of home invasion movie. That's looking at a weekend of 17 million. I really enjoyed that. I genuinely really enjoyed that. Yeah,
I kind of do want to see that. It's doing pretty well. I mean, you know, she's up against Melissa McCarthy, which is no easy feat, but she's holding her own.
Yeah,
which I wouldn't have guessed. I don't really think of Gabrielle Union as a movie star like at all.
No, neither did I. But that is, as a movie is I genuinely left that feeling very satisfied. So that's looking at 17 million. I think it could do more. And then Avengers is going to be the top of the box office with like a weekend of 50 to 60 million. So that's continuing to do very, very well.
Yeah.
But yeah, those are the two big releases this week.
What was I going to ask? I'm blanking. Did you see the MoviePass news this week?
I did.
Man, MoviePass could be out of business by Jurassic World.
Yeah.
I almost bought a card too this week, as soon as they reinstated their original deal.
Yeah.
But yeah, the fact that it takes 2 weeks to fucking get here. And for all I know, they're out of business in 2 weeks, and then they could have like my yearly subscription. I don't trust it. I don't trust these guys. I don't trust the people running the company. I think everything out of their mouth is literally bullshit.
Right.
So yeah, makes it hard for me to buy something. I'm just gonna keep paying full price for a ticket. I don't care.
I have my card. I very rarely use my card. So my money is going straight into their pockets. I don't know. I don't think they'll survive.
I mean, you know,
with their current model.
The thing that's nice about MoviePass is they're in your ass.
Yeah.
They're in your wallet physically. They have a card that is there.
Yeah.
And they're in 2 million of those. Mm-hmm. And that's not nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, data on customers, is it really worth subsidizing that entire business? No.
No.
I mean, it's absurd how much money they're losing. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see how long they are for this world.
There are also, like, alternatives who've come up in the last sort of 9 months or so. Cinemia is one example.
What a terrible name. Jesus.
So, yeah.
Is there anything else on your list that you want to discuss? I have one thing, but you won't want to talk about it, so it'll just be a little rant from me at the end.
Okay. Why don't you do a little rant, and then I'll get on my news that I'm excited about this week.
Well, why don't you do the news now? So we'll end with the rant.
Well, first of all, you tweeted about Rambo 5 this week.
Yeah. Totally forgot about that one. He's going to be taking on the Mexican cartel.
Yes.
I think I saw the last Rambo movie. What was it called?
Rambo.
Just Rambo, yeah. Right? Yeah.
It was super violent.
It actually wasn't... I don't think it was that
bad. It wasn't terrible.
Yeah, it wasn't terrible.
It was not great.
But I don't think I've ever seen a Rambo movie before that. I've never seen the... I'm being for real. I've never seen Rambo or Rambo 2 or First Blood or any of that shit. It's not for me. Kind of fucking...
Okay, you should. Just purely because of political juxtaposition right now. The original Rambo is a great movie. Rambo First Blood Part 2 is classic. Rambo 3, where he's facing off against the Afghani army, is brilliantly prescient. It's quite bad, but it's brilliant. And then Rambo was the fourth one. Rambo 5, I'm up for that. I do like a Rambo movie.
Taking on the Mexican cartels, does that make sense? He said, oh, yeah. Trust me.
Oh, gotcha.
I know Rambo inside and out.
Oh, yeah.
He would definitely take an exception.
He'd be going back in again.
Take an exception to those cartels.
what are you doing?
Yeah, he's just fine. He's kind of like, well, how old is he?
He's
7 years old.
Old as fuck.
Yeah.
I
don't know.
He's old as dust. I've seen dust, and it's like, is that Sly? but also, this week, Jeff. Yeah. I know it's possibly the news that you're most excited about coming out of Cannes this week. Expendables 4.
Is that news?
Yeah, it's news.
Yeah. It's news to you.
Best news of the week.
Uh-huh.
Expendables 4. Looks like it's happening.
Wow. That is just great.
Can I just
that
say?
Is great news.
Let's be cops. The Animal. Wayne's World 2.
The Expendables.
I don't think your castle is on sandy ground, my friend.
My God.
Just saying, Expendables 4, bring it on. But make it R-rated. Don't do the Chuck Norris.
Make it R-rated.
Seriously, don't do a PG-13. Don't do any of that stuff. Make it R. Make it hard.
Make it hard.
Do it.
That's what your wife says. Yeah. Make it hard, Simon. Make it hard.
Oh, my God. Are you in my bedroom?
I got you mic'd up. Anything else on your list?
No, that's it. Oh, one more thing.
There's one more thing, everybody.
One more thing. Jurassic Park.
Oh, the ride shutting down? That was a travesty. Out with the in,
out with the
old, in with the new. Yeah. Out with the old, in with the new.
Jurassic Park The Ride is closing at Universal Hollywood September.
Great ride.
It is going to come back, though. It's back in 2019 as Jurassic World Ride. So it's going to encompass the whole franchise.
Park's not big enough for two. Don't have enough land up there at Universal Studios.
Dude, if I had my way, we'd have two rides.
Yeah, and they just go right into each other.
I don't run that theme park, so it's not up to me. But they're going to basically close Jurassic Park, reskin it, redo it, fix all the animatronics, bring it back as Jurassic World. And also, they have a 25th anniversary this weekend, celebration, with lots of... I'll tell you what. If you have a ticket for Friday, Saturday, or Sunday night this week, there's going to be some chats with people involved in the movies. That guest list, they are not fucking about. They seriously have some Big names.
This has been your theme park update.
Big
with
names
Simon Thompson
from the movies who are going to be there. They're not like
what are, fan, okay, are fans? Hey. Are fans going to get to meet these big celebrities?
They're going to be there. They can watch the Q&As. It's going to be great. They can ask their questions. But seriously, it's not like, hey, we got Brian from the SFX office. Hey, we got Muriel from accounts. It's not any of that stuff. It's seriously top line talent. Just saying, if you've got a ticket, you're not going to be disappointed this weekend. If you haven't, you should buy a ticket.
Speaking of not being disappointed.
Okay. Let's be cops too.
If you tuned into the show for my rant about the Mick,
mm-hmm.
you will not be disappointed
okay.
right now. Because it's coming.
Here we go.
Yesterday,
yeah.
the Fox Broadcasting Company or Corporation or whatever the fuck they call themselves mm-hmm. canceled three shows. They canceled Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
They did. Criminal.
The Last Man on Earth
Never
and the
seen
Mick.
It.
Have you? So you saw you watched Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
Yeah.
So did I. I didn't watch religiously. I didn't watch every week, but I liked the show.
It's a good show.
Got five seasons.
Very funny.
Wasn't that well rated either, and expensive. I mean, Andy Samberg's salary, Terry Crews' salary, Andre Brauer's salary, who's mm-hmm. one of the greatest television actors ever. This could not have been a cheap show to produce.
True.
It got five seasons.
Yeah.
The Last Man on Earth, I watched the pilot, maybe the first few. It's from Lord and Miller, Will Forte. Again, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, can't be cheap mm-hmm. to produce. Got four seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Low rated. Which brings us to the Mick.
Mm-hmm.
The internet was mourning these two shows that basically got a completely fair chance
mm-hmm.
on network television,
mm-hmm.
whereas the Mick got two fucking seasons and it got canceled. Now I realize that not a lot of people were watching the show.
Could that be the reason it's canceled?
It could be. It could be. I know that the Fox executives,
I think
internally, it was really well-liked. The problem is that they're selling the show as, like, you know, Sweet D's show, and it's just all about Caitlin Olson.
Yeah.
So if you didn't like Always Sunny in Philadelphia, which is a polarizing show,
yeah.
or D from that show, who's a polarizing character, why mm-hmm. would you tune in for this? There's so much more going on with the Mick besides Caitlin Olson's wonderful performance.
Mm-hmm.
These kids are fantastic. Jack Stanton, the little one, awesome. Tommy Barbusca, hilarious. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm pronouncing his last name correctly, but he follows me on Twitter, so I wanted to give Thomas a shout-out because he's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen him in a zillion things. The kid with the red hair from the Wet Hot American Summer thing.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even know what the fuck I'm talking about.
I do.
Sophia Black D'Elia, she's going to be a huge star.
Mm-hmm.
And my favorite, Scott MacArthur, who was a writer on the show,
mm-hmm.
he could be like the next Ike Barinholtz.
Well, now he's free to be.
Now he's free to be. The Mick, just it's an unseemly cancellation. One of the funniest, this is the funniest cast on television. I loved Carla Jimenez as Alba. I'm genuinely sad to see the show go. I don't watch a lot of network sitcoms. I watched The Goldbergs and this. And I just thought it was just prematurely killed in the crib.
The Goldbergs is genius, though.
Goldbergs is great, but man.
It's like a Jewish Blackish.
The Mick really, and like if Netflix came in and saved the Mick.
Maybe they will.
It would be great without those network restrictions, because this is a fucking dark, edgy show. I was genuinely bummed to see that happen yesterday. So that's my little rant. Fox fucked up. I hope somebody saves this show, not Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
I'm very sorry that you were genuinely bummed.
Yep. I'm going to go home, watch Wayne's World 2.
And Let's Be Cops.
And look at...
And The Animal.
Simon's Twitter feed. That'll do it for our show today.
It
Simon,
will.
What is that Twitter feed? Where can the good folks find you?
Hey, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram, at ShowbizSimon, with the hashtag, The Animal.
Any fun pieces coming up this week?
I do. I have a Cobra Kai-related piece coming up this week.
Strike first.
Yeah.
Strike hard.
Yes. Season two approved.
Hey, that was good news.
Which was very good. Did very well.
For all those
guys.
Yeah,
I've got a couple of juicy pieces coming up next week.
Juicy pieces. See, that should be
which
the name
is actually
of your blog.
My stripper name.
Or like a band. Juicy Pieces.
Juicy Pieces. Coming up next on stage, Juicy Pieces.
That's correct.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
And I...
Where can we find you, Jeff?
I'm Jeff Snyder. You can't find me anywhere.
Oh, the New York Times?
For I'm unemployed. Yeah, right. Watch out, Brooks. I am at The Insider on Twitter and Instagram, and hopefully we'll have some exciting announcements for you soon. We will be back next week.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
then
you're
taking a couple of weeks off, aren't you?
Yeah. Then I go back to Boston for my brother's wedding.
Mm-hmm.
But don't worry.
Has he invited you, or are you just turning up?
I'm wedding crashing.
Okay, cool.
Thank you, as always, for listening to the Popcorn Talk Network.
Tell your friends. Spread
Make
the word.
Make sure to rate, comment, subscribe. Tell your grandma.
Yeah.
And have a wonderful Mother's
Unless
Day, everybody.
Deaf, otherwise she won't hear you.
Hug your mamas.
Yeah, do it.
That's it.
Have a good Mother's Day weekend.
Have a good show.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of its owners or principals.